Robots, driverless cars, brain-controlled artificial limbs, and, of course, the iPad. Some of today's inventions seem like they were ripped right out of the movies.
What is it?
It's your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight.
Here's another hard-to-believe device that might be in our future. The digital fabricator, a.k.a. the 3D printer. Say you're putting together a table, says Glenn Bull, and you discover you're missing the final element, a pesky little washer. Enter the 3D printer.
In the future, instead of going to the hardware store, you'll download the washer and then actually fabricate it on the spot in your home, just the way we have laser printers now.
That is, you press print and voila, the missing washer.
The Society for Manufacturing Engineering thinks it's going to transform American society and says this is one of the top 10 innovations that will change our economy over the next century.
Bull is an instructional technology professor at the University of Virginia. He imagines a day when companies won't have to ship their goods back and forth across the world. Instead,
you can ship the designs and then fabricate locally, saving all the fuel and energy that you would have otherwise had to ship the materials.
The machines can print the designs one layer at a time, using materials like resin, latex, or even chocolate. The technology to do this has actually been around for a couple of decades.
For the past 20 years, we've had digital fabrication, but it's been very expensive, costing in the millions of dollars. Now it's become more affordable, in fact, so affordable that we can actually begin using it in the classroom.
Glenn Bull is championing the use of these machines among students, some as young as 5 years old. He starts by introducing them to 2D printers that create 3D designs on foldable paper. The kids use geometry and science to make things like paper boxcars. Jake Cohen is a first-year graduate student at the university. He demonstrates how making the cars helps to train kids for engineering careers of the future.
Well, we're looking at a piece of software called the Fab Lab Model Maker, and it's a piece of software that we developed here in the Center for Technology and Teacher Education at UVA, and right now I'm using one of our pre-made templates to basically fabricate a car. After we get it out of the cardstock, we'll run it through a fabricator. Which will take it and not only trim it, but also give us our perforations so that we're able to fold it. We'll tape it up and we'll have a three-dimensional cardboard car.
The students who are in the fifth grade now will graduate a few years from now from high school into a world where this is very commonplace.
That is, a world where there are 3D printers in every home and where the more advanced machines won't just produce paper cars, but real ones.